At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, here we go. It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Sands coming up in 20 seconds. We're going to talk with Jared Sandler, Rangers, and Mets coming up pregame at 5:30. Stephen Jones on with us last hour, guys. I felt like they're pushing for Jadeveon Clowney, and they're confident. Wolchuk asked, is the door still open? And Stephen Jones said, absolutely. You can go back and listen to that entire interview if you'd like. The Odyssey app is available for you. Obviously, YouTube has rewind functionality. Just enter Dallas Fan Cam in the box there. You can watch the entire live stream from throughout the day. But it seems like they want to get this done. I don't know if they've ever spoken like that about a free agent. Usually like, well, it's a negotiation and this, that, and the other thing. They want them bad, don't they, Brian?
Yeah. Yesterday, we kind of broke a little news that they were interested in getting it done. And he was like, maybe I need to sleep on this one. So I'll circle back. I got one more question I want to ask, and maybe I'll have a good answer for you here in a little bit about some a contract or two. We'll see.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Jared Sandler joining us now here on 105.3 The Fan. Jared, good afternoon. How's New York doing?
Well, New York is it's actually really nice weather. I guess we just missed like a week of overcast skies, but it's beautiful weather out here. And there's a lot of, I'll tell you, there's a ton of anticipation with Jacob deGrom making his return. Even like people on the streets, I even saw like a little, not like a billboard, but one of those, in Times Square, there was a little video thing with Jacob deGrom's return. So it's kind of cool. You know, back in the day, the starting pitcher was a big deal. And, you know, people would get fired up for this game or that game because of who was, you know, starting for one team or the starting matchup. You don't get that as much anymore, but certainly feel that level of excitement for tonight.
How was the show last night? What'd you go see?
I went to go see Anne Juliet. It was good. We enjoyed it. It's not necessarily original music. It's just that they're singing like 90s and 2000s pop songs that help tell the story of Romeo and Juliet. If it didn't end the way that Shakespeare had it end and the way that we learned it growing up.
All right, Jared, I brought this up yesterday, and look, we're taking this thing one game at a time, one series at a time. I don't want to look too far ahead, but we're going to look too far ahead. When the Rangers make the playoffs, all right, because we're going to ride this magic carpet ride and we're going to will it into existence, what kind of hard conversations are we going to be having to try and keep these little rascals in the lineup when they get healthy?
Yeah, Zach, to be honest with you, I don't mean to be a buzzkill. I don't know that there are going to be hard conversations. I think, you know, part of the charm is that, you know, to some degree, you know, they're doing it without doing it, right? Cody Freeman's been a great resource for this team, you know, his ability to play multiple positions and whatnot. It's not like he's racking up the hits, but when he is getting a hit, it seems like it's a meaningful hit. But, you're not going to start him over Marcus Semien. Now, if Marcus isn't back, and I think Marcus will be, but if Marcus isn't back, then all right, different conversation. I think there could be a place on the team for him. You know, Dustin Harris and Alejandro Osuna, it's not like the production is just popping off the charts. Michael Hellman's the one guy, though, where, you know, I don't think Evan Carter will be back, and they'll have to figure out, all right, you've got Wyatt, you got Adolis, and, you know, do you have Hellman, right? Is that your, right. Is that your third? Do you, you know, and is Michael Hellman maybe just more of a weapon off the bench who can hit lefties, but then also, you know, be a defensive replacement and a speed guy, right? You know, so Michael Hellman to me is the one guy right now who's playing in a way where he's definitely going to have a place. It's just a matter of, is he going to start? Is he going to come off the bench? I would say, though, right now, Zach, I would imagine, you know, if Adolis is back and, you know, you don't have Evan Carter, not that Evan would start against lefties anyway, but if you have a lefty on the mound, I think it'd be tough not to start Michael Hellman.
What has DeGrom been, what has he been so good at? I saw he leads the league in the, like, first pitch swing and miss right now. And obviously we're all hoping for like a vintage DeGrom night, but how do you evaluate like his last few starts?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's fair to wonder, hey, first year back post Tommy John, after largely not pitching in 24, 23 and not pitching a ton in 22, you know, where's the gas tank? I think it's fair. Now can guys get a little, you know, a little, maybe not a full tank refill, but a little refill playing in this type of an environment or playing in September in meaningful games. I think that's possible. You know, he's a guy right now that through six innings is, you know, is really good. And, you know, the question is, what does he have after that? If he's a six, you know, they used to say five and dive. If he's a six inning and let's turn over the bullpen guy, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, especially with the expanded roster spot, you get 14 position players, 14 pitchers now. You can make that happen. That's okay. And what he's been good at when he's at his best is just his ability to take his unique velocity, not just with the fastball, but also the slider, and throw those pitches where he wants them. And that is why, if you ask Mets people, hey, what made this guy so unique? What made him so special? They would say not only did he have the best arm in baseball, but he might have had the best command in baseball too. And when you put those two things together, you get a guy who's, you know, arguably the most dominant pitcher of his generation, one of the most dominant pitchers of all time. And even if he's not necessarily that guy to that extreme elite significant degree, even a step down from that is a guy who is incredibly impressive. And, you know, he still has a lot of the bits and pieces that make him that guy.
Hey, Jared, go ahead and shoot this thing down after I ask you, but is the fact that all these young guys playing that teams don't have a great book on them, and that's why they might be having some success?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's possible. I mean, hey, in 2023, you know, maybe, you know, Josh Young and Evan Carter benefited from that, you know, and eventually, you know, you get a book on those guys, and then they, you know, it's incumbent upon them to adjust back and, you know, understand what their weaknesses are, their deficiencies, how teams are trying to beat them and make those adjustments. But yeah, sometimes it does take some time to figure out what those weaknesses are. And maybe you got a guy like Michael Hellman, you're just going to say, well, we don't really know a ton about him, at least at this level. So we're going to do this, this, and that. Now, I will say, Broadus, there's way more information on these guys these days than there used to be.
Sure.
But I'd also say that the quality of pitching in AAA is not anywhere close to what it, like, the gap between AAA pitching and big league pitching these days is way wider than it ever has been. And so I don't know that you can maybe take some things away. You know, if a guy struggles in certain things or, you know, succeeds in certain things, but just because a guy's good at hitting AAA fastballs doesn't mean anything about his ability to hit major league fastballs. You know, it's a totally different ball game. So yeah, I think you're right. I think that always, can create an advantage for the hitter. And then a guy like Michael Hellman, maybe they're playing to his strengths because they're not fully locked in on his weaknesses, and it gets him going. And then mentally he's just riding high in confidence, and that helps him kind of carry that over and ride the wave for a stretch of time.
Could that also end up being a challenge for the Rangers bats against three straight rookie pitchers for the Mets?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and with that, Zach, I would even say that, yeah, I think it's more important for hitters to see pitchers live than the other way around. But, like, you know, these guys have, again, they've got all the data, they've got all the information. And because these guys aren't making their major league debuts, although I think Brandon Sproat maybe has one appearance, there's a little bit of big league data. But yeah, until you can, you know, that's why they have the traject machine. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but it, you know, teams now at home have this super expensive. I don't even want to know how much it costs, but I'm quite certain it's six figures, and you know, not barely six figures, but it's this machine. Think about going to, you know, your local putt-putt and then going over to the batting cage, except that machine can replicate any big league pitcher in its database or any pitcher in its database, their delivery, the quality of the stuff. So like, if you want to see 98 miles an hour from Jacob DeGrom, you're going to see that. And so that is a form of technology that is, you know, really kind of changed the game in terms of preparation. But still, at the end of the day, nothing can replicate being in the box and facing the actual human being himself. So yeah, I think that could be a challenge. And, you know, not to mention, Zach, these are good pitchers, right? These aren't just some, you know, it's not like putts A, putts B, and, you know, putts C. You know, you got three really good, you know, really bright pitchers. And so that could create a little bit of a challenge. The hope is that the Rangers can get into the bullpen, because the Mets bullpen right now has really, really been struggling.
Yeah, that's why I was going to ask you about that, though. Is that the keys now is to try and get that bullpen to have to come in? It seems like to me they've just struggled really all year to try and close games out.
Yeah, and you know, they went and got Ryan Helsley, who was one of the premier, you know, relief options of the deadline, and you know, now there are questions whether or not he'd even be on their playoff roster. I mean, he has just struggled so much, and we've seen guys, right, they go to New York, whether it's the Yankees or the Mets, and it's a different ballgame, it's a different world. And when you struggle in St. Louis, you know, as much of a baseball, you know, crazy fan base as that is, when you struggle in St. Louis, it doesn't compare to struggling in New York, and maybe he just hasn't been able to get out of that quicksand. But yeah, I mean, the other thing too, you know, their bullpen has struggled, and then offensively, they've been an enigma, because you look at their lineup and you see, you know, Alonso and Soto and Lindor and Nimmo, and you're like, gosh, this group should be great. I mean, Juan Soto's got a 30-30 season. You know, it's he's like running the bases, and Lindor's having a good year. But yesterday against the Phillies, like, kind of a perfect example of, you know, what their challenges have been. They scored four runs in the first inning. They didn't get a single base runner the rest of the game, right? So, like, they kind of flip the switch on and off randomly, and it doesn't necessarily represent the talent that they have. And, you know, to be honest, talking to some of the Mets people, you know, they're like, hey, we kind of feel like we were following what the Rangers were doing earlier this year, and we're kind of the Rangers in Major League Baseball in the second half, where it's like, huh, how is this happening? The roster and the production just isn't matching up.
What kind? We know the Rangers are bringing big playoff energy here into this one. What does Citi Field have going on a Friday night here with these Mets? And do you think we get the highest velocity of the season for DeGrom as a result?
Yeah, we were all joking, or maybe not even joking, but just discussing what that first fastball is going to log in at. You know, there I imagine there's going to be triple digits at some point here, and you know, hopefully it's you know, kind of within the flow of what he needs to do to have success. There's so many people who, you know, on the Rangers side, I'll tell you, just they obviously want this for the Rangers because this is a big game, but just want this for Jacob to kind of come back here and, you know, let Mets fans know that, hey, when you guys were all kind of snickering and saying, oh, you know, I can't believe that, you know, the team paid Jacob DeGrom, wasn't paid him, and, you know, he can't stay healthy, that he, you know, comes here and in a meaningful game for both teams, you know, puts up a gem. But yeah, you know, the ballpark isn't open yet, so, you know, the fans in full haven't started filing in, but I'll tell you, they, you know, the whatever BP access they allow fans, it's packed to the brim. And again, like I said earlier, just talking to some people around the city, you know, whether it's the security guard who stands next to the bus when we get on the bus from the hotel or whatever, it's like everyone, yeah, DeGrom tonight, huh, or whatever. There's just a lot of chatter, and I'm sure it's going to be electric. I'm a little bummed. I heard that the Mets are doing a tribute video for Jacob tonight, which is cool. But usually when the guy's starting that night, you wait. So that way he can kind of be a part of it, because Jacob's going to be, you know, in warm-ups and not really able to acknowledge. I hope they do something for Jacob tomorrow where, you know, he kind of has an ability to recognize the fans and tip his cap and get an ovation. Because no matter, you know, how it ended, you know, Jacob is still a very meaningful part of, you know, this fan base and certainly this organization's history. And it's his first time back, and he absolutely deserves to get the love that, you know, hopefully Mets fans are prepared to give him for everything he did and meant for this organization.
We'll drink to that. Pregame coming up at 5:30 with Jared Sandler. Eric Nadell is going to join us in about 30 minutes. Sands brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Let's go sweepy sweepy again, Sands. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with
sweepy,
you in Houston
Monday.
Yeah, there he goes. Jared Sandler, our Rangers insider, pre- and post-game show host. And yeah, after these three with the Mets, it is in Houston next week. All right, let's check back in with Lucius Alexander in Las Vegas, buddy. How's it looking?
It's fantastic. So here's the thing. Everybody's starting to pack up.
Oh.
As they're going to get their lunch and head down to the ceremonial weigh-ins.
Okay.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
By the way, Club Shay Shay is a big production.
Yeah.
That is a huge production. They got like stage hands and lighting, and it is a huge thing, man.
Yeah.
So shout out to those lawsuits, man. Hold your head up.
Yeah. Plenty of liquidity, I suppose, over there.
Shoot,
with Club Shay Shay, doing it huge.
You guys go, brother.
I mean, 10 million downloads per show will get you something, won't it?
God.
Get you a pretty nice little crew. Okay, where are we going with LA Live, buddy?
Hey, man, it's a feel-good Friday. I have a weekend warning for you.
Looking forward to that. I have great news for you at Window Nation. Before we get to that, it is September. Incredible sale going on for the rest of the month. What do we have here? About 2.5-3 weeks left in the month of September. And right now at Window Nation, buy 2, get 2 free. Pay nothing for 2 years. That's nothing down. No interest, no payments. WindowNation.com, 866-90-NATION. Call them right now. Have them come out to the house. You're going to love it. I mean, the guys at Window Nation, you know I'm a stickler for professionalism and customer service. Window Nation knocks it out of the park. That's why they are a proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys, and Forbes magazine named them the best window company in the world. But right now, I mean, speaking of being a proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys, if you replace all of your windows, you will get a free Cowboys jersey while supplies last and a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Cowboys game. So windownation.com, you know, these new windows can make your home so much more energy efficient. You might not realize it, but if there's, you know, not good windows in there, or builder grade windows, or maybe they're just old, new windows from Window Nation, the most energy efficient windows in the world, can save you hundreds, if not thousands, every year on your energy bills. Speaking of thousands, over 45,000 five-star reviews online for Window Nation, 96% customer satisfaction rating. That number is unheard of in the window industry. Usually it's about 50-50, unfortunately, because a lot of window companies just are not as good. WindowNation.com, 866-90-NATION. Buy 2, get 2 free. WindowNation.com. And please tell them I sent you. Salute. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Special treat this afternoon. LA Live usually at 5:40. We're going to do it right here in the 4:20 as LA is live in Vegas, and we have Rangers baseball coming up at 5:30. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Back out to Vegas we go.
Yeah.
Here's Lucius.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, man.
All right, you squares.
Time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
I don't even know why they talk to boxers like right away. Why do they do that? Why do they do that? They do this shit on purpose. Why do you talk to the boxer right after the fight? Give him a time to rest. His brain has been beaten in. Especially the part of the speech area. Give him the microphone, quickly.
Former heavyweight champion right here. What a fight. You had it, man. Ninth round knockout.
This was planned. He didn't hit that hard, baby. He didn't hit that hard.
Oh, yes, he did.
Shout out to Godfrey, the comedian, making jokes about boxers having interviews right after the fight. That's hilarious to me, man. This is LA Live for Friday, September 12, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Speaking of feelings, LA Live is broadcasting live from the Fountain Blue in Vegas in the ballroom where the AC is working.
Let's go.
The AC is working. You hear me, Broadus?
I hear you, man. I hear you.
I got to go find the engineer who put this together and say, what is this? Is this a carrier? Is this a train? Is this that Raheem? What is this, fam? Yeah, it's cold as hell up in this joint. I'm seeing grown men with their arms in their T-shirts.
Wow. Oh, no.
Yeah, grown-ass men, bro. You know it's cold when you see that, man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lucius, I was going to ask you something real quick.
Yeah.
Do you need some prescription sunglasses?
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Transition lenses?
It's been a day watching you go from your glasses to your sunglasses.
I was thinking,
how can I get Lucius some prescription sunglasses?
I am working on that. The transition ones, you are right, Mr. Dawson, because I do have the Ray-Bans that record.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that record in here. So I'm switching out a lot.
I got you, man.
Yep. All right, Feel Good Friday. We made it, people. We made it. Another wild, wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. Can you boys name anything that wild that happened this week?
Well, there was an assassination.
How about that?
Yeah.
Any other wild things that happened this week?
Well, there was another one, too, because the lady got stabbed on the train for no good reason.
Two assassinations.
Had the Naval Academy shooting.
Yep.
Had
lockdown. We had another school shooting in Colorado.
I think one at UMass.
Okay,
as well.
That's enough. That's enough.
Yeah,
pretty bad.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, that's enough. God, that's enough. My bad. I probably should have never even brought that up.
Terrible times. The
Cowboys got turned down on a player. Player turned the Cowboys down.
Yeah, Foundy said thank you, but no thank you. Circle back.
Whew. Yep. Another wild ass week, but we made it. We're here. What they say, you got to show gratitude if you made it. You know, if you're doing good, show some gratitude, man. Our 48 Hours of Liberty starts now. Big fight energy here in Vegas. I was wanting Devin Haney to sit down, man, because I do have some questions about this fight. Like, Crawford is just so skilled at his timing, right? But like I said earlier, he's basically going up three weight divisions.
Yeah.
How does that time come? How do you bring that with you?
Right.
And how do you work on that to make sure you have that timing with you? I had those questions for boxers. I wanted to hear or from a trainer or something. Because I know when you're sparring, you have the headgear on. You've got heavier gloves. At what point do you take off these gloves, put on the light gloves, take off the headgear, and get to scrapping for real so you can work on your timing? Damn! Yeah. I didn't get that question answered. But I was going to – I mean, you guys have any idea?
I think you got to get it figured out in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think it's going to be challenging for Canelo to go up against Bud. One thing about Bud is his ability to just switch from orthodox to southpaw is like another fighter.
In the middle of the round.
And he's smooth with both.
Yeah, he can do it in the middle of the round.
He fights back and forth, and he's smooth with both.
How do you prepare for that?
You prepare for that? Exactly. That was another question I had on deck.
Yeah.
How do you get your fighter prepared for something like that? I mean, maybe Canelo has fought so many times where he's used to it at this point.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've fought southpaw and I fought orthodox, so I've seen them both coming, but out of one person, I don't know how you get prepared for something like that.
I mean, I watched him fight Mayweather 10 years ago or 12 years ago, whenever that was, and he seemed to have a pretty good ability to defend himself.
Yeah.
You know? I think the interesting thing here that I'd love to ask you guys, Lucius, is, you know, how old can you be and still be good? Like Crawford at 37?
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to hear it, but last night during the press conference, they were asked, hey, this is looking like pretty much the end of the rope for you guys. This is going to be your last big fight. How do you feel about it? And they both were like, oh, no, we're hella defensive. You don't know that. Blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, I mean, this is what we're about to find out there, Mr. Dawson. Can it keep going with you throughout the years? It's been a while since Bud Crawford's been in the ring. So some people are looking at it like, is it a mistake that Bud didn't take a tune-up fight? So you can feel that weight before you step in with Canelo, Mr. Granite Chin? Like, did your power even come up with you with these weights?
Yeah, that's the big question, right?
Yeah, because like, Canelo can take a punch, fam.
Right. Like, does his power translate that you're moving up? Because the one thing I underestimated L.A. when we saw him fight Spence was just how slippery and good Bud's defense was.
It's amazing. And the longer the fight goes on, the better he gets.
Yes. So, but I think you made a great point. If this goes to decision, which I think it will, ultimately, when you leave it in the hands of the judges, is that when they're going to favor Canelo? And I think that I think you might have sold me on that.
See, I just wonder, Lucius, is this a Canelo town?
Yeah, this is a whole
Canelo
town.
Is this a home game?
This is a home game for him. Everywhere they go is Canelo chanting.
Wow.
Even if he's not around, this is him, bro.
Okay.
They're loving it. It's a Canelo parade outside.
You know, my other thought from a Dallas perspective is I want Crawford to win so bad. Like the guy that takes down your guy, I don't want to see him then go loose.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm so convincing myself. Like the last time we saw Bud Crawford, it was like the greatest fighter I've ever seen in my life. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to see that carry over and him demolish Canelo. But Canelo's a different animal.
Yeah. Okay. So what if he does? What if Bud does do what Bud does and he dismantles fighters as the fight goes on, right? What if he dismantles Canelo? What does that do for Canelo's legacy?
I think you got to talk about him.
The greatest Mexican fighter, arguably.
Mm.
You know, behind Chavez.
Yeah.
What does that do for the legacy, bro? A dude came up basically three divisions and undressed you, you know. But that's
I think it would help Crawford's legacy more than it would hurt Canelo's. Is that fair to say?
Because
I think
Canelo?
Crawford gets elevated. I think you would say, well, he's older. He had a glorious run. There was the Mayweather loss, the Crawford loss, but everything in between that was Hall of Fame level.
Yeah, I hear you, and that's true. You earned all of that, so you should get to keep it. But when this fight was just a whisper, and we don't know if it was going to happen or not, they were asking Canelo, hey, should you be fighting Crawford? What do you think? And Canelo was like, ah, he's too small. He's not ready. Da, 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 da. So if that man comes up there and beats you up, ouch. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm pretty excited about this, dog. Yeah. I love the good fight energy out here in Vegas. When I first got in and had my hotel key in my hand and still had my bags, I seen a large group of people having themselves a good old hold down. So, you know, I had to pay attention. I looked over there and I seen some big leather jackets and some puffy Letterman jackets with patches and embroidery. And I was like, oh, guess what? That's the boxing community.
Yeah.
I put my stuff.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Up and walk back down there, just, you know, just to be nosy. That's what I'm here to do.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm here to do. I ran into your boy Adrian Bronner.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
He's always out there.
That's why I love boxing, bro. They travel together. Yeah. All of them, dog. I love it.
Was he doing anything entertaining? Was he talking his talk?
He was definitely talking. He wasn't drinking. I was happy to see that. He wasn't drinking, and it was super late, so you should have had a drink by that point. You know what I mean? He is built like Madea. He is built like Madea right now.
Enjoying the post-fight career.
Yeah. I don't know if he's super in the gym right now, but he's built like Madea. And I ran into Rolly Romero. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Rolly Romero.
I heard you talking about that earlier.
Oh, my god!
Had to look him up.
Yeah, he got me. He has that star quality. I didn't realize he had star quality until I ran into him. Like Barry Switzer.
Yeah.
He does that winking and pointing. The wink,
look at you, yeah.
Glamoring you, winking and pointing. I was like, look at that. And you got, that's it. That's star quality. I don't even think to wink and point at people when they're talking to me. That's star quality right there.
You going to work that in this weekend?
I'm going to try to. You know, it might look awkward at first. The guy's already got a little tick. He's got a little tick. Have a good, safe weekend here, folks. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. Your emotions, they will lie to you. They will lie to you. That ego is not your amigo. You will think you got disrespected, and that's really your ego feeling a certain way. So be careful out here, man. You can crash out on those emotions. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, do not crash out. Like that beheading. Talking about things that happened this week.
Yes.
That beheading in Dallas.
Crazy.
Just a few miles from here.
That is nuts.
That is crazy. Like, I thought that was going to be the biggest story of that day.
With a machete, dude. That's something out of Narcos.
A machete. Who has a machete laying around? Who carries a machete with them, bro? Yeah. First off, respect to the family that has to deal with losing a loved one that way.
Question.
That's super tragic. And you got to think about the other family. Now they have to explain what happened to their uncle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's your uncle at? Oh, he's in jail. Cut somebody's head off.
Yeah. Hey, wait, what'd you say? Savvy conversation.
Yeah, that's wild. How about that? Man. What if your people's called you and was like, hey, man, I just cut somebody's head off. I need to hide.
Oh. You know, don't come over here.
Yeah,
don't implicate me. Dump this.
Yeah.
You know? We did not talk.
Yeah. First of all, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Don't drag me into this.
Just tell me you did something, but you ain't got to tell me what you did.
Yeah.
And here's $1,500. Get out of my face. Let's see, Dylan. Here's a WFFFA with a backstory on the beheading, just to give you a little observation of it.
In 2017, the face of Yordanis Cabos Martinez was introduced to news audiences in California, arrested and later convicted of trying to steal a woman's car while naked with her still in it.
Huh?
On September 10th.
What? Wait a minute. He tried to steal a woman's car while bucket naked?
Yeah.
He was bucket naked?
Pattern of behavior going on here.
Clearly, man. Apparently... apparently this person that he killed worked with him. So I don't know how mad someone that you work with will get you where you chop somebody's head off, bro. Mm-hmm. But that is a sad situation.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Looks like we're almost up against it. Here's a weekend warning, y'all.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Somebody said go to Planet 13 in L.A. Guess what, bro? I got in here last night. I left before Hagen got in this place, Vegas, after him. It's crazy how that works. But I think it was maybe about 11:30. I decided to take me a walk. I looked down at that thing, and it was maybe an hour and a half. A mile and a half walk in the middle of the night. And I tell you what, the walk there was kind of scary, but the walk back was amazing, I'll tell you that.
I just Googled it, man. That sounds like it was amazing. And yes, Vegas gets scary, I think, after about, what, 10?
Yeah, it was pretty scary on the way there, but on the way back, I was like, I'm fitting in.
How many times were you solicited?
Now. Right now. Hey, LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. What time is it?
440.
40.
Oh, okay. Well, guess what, y'all? Follow me at Lucky Lucius P if you want to see some boxing stuff. And that's about it. Other than that, I'll see you guys Monday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I might be black then. My name is Lucius Alexander, and I holla.
There he goes. LA Live, usually most nights, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation, part of the Expressway. Eric Nadel, Hall of Fame announcer of your Texas Rangers, joins us next here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to chat Men's Tea Clinic with you, though. You want to be up for the weekend. Here we are. We made it, and that's fantastic. But if you're running on empty, it might be due to low testosterone. Check into one of DFW's 5 Men's Tea Clinics, and in a few short minutes, they can take your blood, tell you what your testosterone numbers are, and then get you optimized. And what's going to happen next? You will reclaim your strength, vitality, drive. You're going to see why Artolo's, myself included, describes Men's Tea Clinic's therapies as life-changing. Medical experts that will tailor a treatment plan to get you back to feeling like yourself again, stronger, sharper, more full of energy. Everything from the boardroom to the bedroom, Men's Tea Clinic will make you feel better and perform better. Okay, they have some of the best bedroom therapies as well beyond just the testosterone. They'll get you taken care of there. Hair replacement therapies, natural regenerative therapies for joint pains like pro athletes get to come back from injuries. We're talking about the benefits of lasting results through natural healing and pain improvement using your body's own regenerative factors. It's there waiting for you. Cash options, very affordable. Insurance as well. MenstyClinic.com, 972 Go Mensty. Get your edge back at MenstyClinic.com.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet and Grapevine, back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Thank you very much, Dylan, in for Lucius today. L.A. is in LV. He's in Las Vegas covering Canelo and Crawford for us. It's time now for the Eric Nadel Show, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome. It's good to hear you. For a guy that grew up as a Mets fan in New York, Friday night at Citi Field, I mean, the Rangers in a pennant race, it doesn't get much better than this, does it?
It doesn't. It reminds me of 1969, which was the first year that the Mets had a winning record, and of course they went all the way that year. They came from a big deficit in August, much the way the Rangers are trying to do here in September, so it's brought back a lot of memories.
And my other question for you, just personally, Eric, is if the Rangers make the playoffs, do you think you might have to break back out Rangers fans you aren't dreaming?
Just by making the playoffs, I think maybe that would be even more of a miracle than winning the World Series. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll think about that.
Now, how are you feeling about their chances here with Houston sliding like they did yesterday, Mariners playing better ball? What do you think the chances are at this point?
Well, the chances are actually pretty good if the Rangers continue playing well. Houston's got that daunting week coming up, where they have the 3 games against the Rangers and then 3 against Seattle. You know, for all of these last few weeks, we've been concentrating on the Rangers chasing Seattle for the final wild card spot. But with no games remaining against Seattle, it actually makes more sense to be focused on Houston. And now that Seattle and Houston are tied, the fact that the Rangers have the three games remaining against Houston certainly cause you to probably wish more that the Astros are going to lose than that Seattle's going to lose. But we want them both to lose.
Hey, Eric, I like interleague play, but I don't like the fact that we're not facing division opponents down the stretch. Is that something that you, does that bother you, or am I making too much of that?
It bothers me. You know, I wish they had engineered the schedule that way. So at least in the final 2 weeks of the season,
right,
you maybe play all four of the divisional opponents. That shouldn't be too hard to manipulate. But since I'm not the one who makes the schedule, I maybe shouldn't comment on that. But, yeah, I would like to see games against each divisional opponent in the last 2 weeks of the season.
Obviously, the big storyline, DeGrom making the return to Citi Field. What are your expectations for DeGromination tonight?
Well, first of all, you know, I've talked to a bunch of my friends here who are Mets fans. They all think that DeGrom will get a very warm welcome. If it had been the first year that he was pitching for a team other than the Mets, it might not have been such a warm welcome because he basically didn't want to stay in New York. And New Yorkers tend to react very negatively to people who don't want to be part of the scene here. But I think now that it's been 3 years, you know, he hasn't pitched here since 2022, I think that he'll get a very good reception. And this being Mets alumni weekend, if everybody's in the spirit of the thing, you know, he should get a rousing ovation. We're curious as to whether they'll play his theme song when he was with the Mets, which is Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd. We're wondering if while he's warming up or while he's heading to the mound, you know, they'll be kind enough to play that.
It's a pretty good jam, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Simple Man's a great song.
I was listening to it today just to get myself psyched up.
What do you think about DeGrom not winning his starts? I'm going to steal your question here, Brian. Do you believe in like the curse of the ace, or you know, is it just bad luck after you know, having a pretty good luck first half of the season?
You know, he's basically reverted to the way it was with the Mets when he would have these incredible earned run averages, but never won a ton of games, and it's surprising, but you know, I'm looking back at his record with the Mets. He started over 200 games with the Mets, and he only won 82 of them. Now, he only lost 57 of them, so he had a fantastic winning percentage and an ERA around 260. But he was the guy who never got the run support, and that's how it's been his whole career. And some guys are just like that. My first years with the Rangers, we had John Matlock, who had come from the Mets with the same sort of reputation, and the same thing happened with the Rangers. He was the guy who always pitched well, and the Rangers didn't score for him. You know, the Rangers were doing that with Yu Darvish so often when Darvish was a member of the Rangers. And then there are other guys who just get a ton of run support, and there's no explaining.
Hey, Eric, is this game at Shea? Is that an airliner going over?
It's an airliner going over because we're right next door to where Shea was.
Okay,
we're
I got
literally
you.
In the parking lot
okay.
of Shea Stadium. So, yeah, those are airliners, and they'll be coming over at a pretty steady clip. It's why the New York Jets are named the New York Jets.
There you go.
Growing up in Brooklyn, whenever you get to go back to New York, is there one thing that you've got to do?
I've got to eat New York pizza.
Ooh.
That's the one thing I've got to do. And, you know, I'm very careful about the way I eat, and I try to not eat gluten. But when I come to New York, all bets are off. You know, I want New York pizza. I want a pastrami sandwich on real rye bread. And I want real New York bagels. So those are the three things that
all the gluten.
When I'm here. Bring on the gluten.
Do you try and avoid like drunk colleagues asking you a million questions while you're eating? That seems to be my problem right now with you, right?
what's on the what's the topping? Are you just a pepperoni guy, or what's the deal?
Straight cheese.
Oh.
I'm a purist in New York. Pizza is so good you don't need toppings. Give me a slice of cheese.
Is it a fold? Is it New Yorker a fold?
It's a fold. You bet.
And while we're on food and beverage, what you drinking and what you thinking, buddy?
I've just been pumping water in today, just trying to stay hydrated. The weather's beautiful. It got up to about 80 today. But in the sun, it was pretty hot walking around the city. And the subway station was ridiculously hot. I thought it wasn't going to be that hot because, you know, it's not summer-type weather anymore. But it was really hot down there waiting for the 7 train to get out here. So I've been pumping water. And what I'm thinking is this ballpark is very underrated.
You know, it is.
Baseball fans come to New York all the time, and they go to Yankee Stadium, and they don't come here. And for me, there's nothing special about Yankee Stadium in this new iteration of it. You know, both these parks opened in 2009. And to me, this is a much more interesting ballpark than Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium looks very much like Minnesota and like many other stadiums that were designed by the same architects. But this one doesn't. This one's a very unique. It has a lot of New York-type characteristics, and people should make a point to come here.
Well, have a great weekend, man. Enjoy that New York, and hopefully we get some wins, and then we'll be back at it Monday in Houston.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Cheers. There he goes. The Hall of Fame announcer, Eric Nadell, here with you. Pre-game's coming up at 5:30. Speaking of New York, Nick Harris going to preview Cowboys-Giants from the Star-Telegram. He's next here in the GBAC Nation.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.